Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding minister, Reverend Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, coming to you for another afternoon of just rejoicing the Lord, sitting back and having a good time. I hope everyone is preparing for Easter. Easter is the most holiest of holidays. It's the time when our Lord and Savior showed the power of God by being rose from the dead. He was crucified on Good Friday. He rose on Easter. So that is why we celebrate Easter. It doesn't have anything to do with the Easter bunny or eggs or anything else, but is celebrating the power, the absolute power of his resurrection. And that's what I want everyone to get and meditate on John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that who shall ever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16, that is definitely the reading for the week. And we are going to start off the show with, most appropriately, A Love Letter to the Son by Alanna Redd.
I thought this would be so easy, but it is so tough. I love you gratefully, but in all of the love I have for you, it isn't enough. My life is sustained because you made the ultimate human sacrifice. You died in the flesh to save my spiritual life. I don't do enough to show you appreciation in return, but I'm trying my best to glorify you with my entire life before you return. Oh Jesus, my shepherd, help me to prepare and to be prepared as a willing servant to spread the good news about a man born as a Savior who more than proved that love itself is the light of the way. You gave me a special joy and you took every one of my burdens away. My walk is a daily lesson in learning to love you increasingly. You are the Son of God. You are the King of Peace. Let me examine my love for you in the words of this passage. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. I'm not a married man, but to have this kind of love for any human is in itself a charge of great responsibility. You love me and others like me so much that you gave up your life for me. By my own deeds alone, I'm not worthy, but thank God for his loving grace, and I thank God for you in my praise, that your blood was shed to save my soul. So I hold onto the holy word of your promise, and thank you so much for never leaving me homeless. No matter where I am or where I go, I know that my home is in the kingdom of heaven, sitting next to you. Sitting next to the Father, you are my breakthrough, the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, thank you for paying for this.
Beautifully said, just absolutely beautifully said. That was Alanna Redd with Love Letter to the Son, because we do thank Christ for paying the ultimate price for us. He died on the cross, and he rose again, just like he said he was. So we have to remember he's not on that cross anymore. He is alive, and he is coming back to get us. If you want to contact Alanna Redd, you can contact him at his website, www.alannared.com. That's www.alannared.com. If you want to contact him and find out more of what he's doing. Next up is Cornerstone with, guess what? He's coming.
Coming back twice.
If you get held, that's a sad blow. But Jesus Christ can raise you in the sky like a flagpole. King on the throne in heaven, no castle. And he gon' come back to dictate like Castro. Soon as he comes back, he will ignite force with the armies of heaven. Riding on the white horse, destroying sinners with the breath of his mouth. Tic-tac-toe on his enemies, X'ing them out. In Revelation, by John the prophesier, say if you don't have Christ, you burn in a lake of fire. Unquenchable flame, eternal torment. Trust the work of Christ, cause he made it dormant. Died for sins, he rose in 3 days. Believe what I say and you can be saved. Don't let the day pass, you gotta be immediate. And follow the scripture, you gotta be obedient.
Clueless, nah. Christ Jesus said, thought you knew this. The real J-Hope was holding on the blue tent. You can't get by,
nah.
Why you hiding though? You ain't no guy. What you lying for? This goes to the pastors, the teachers, the doctors, the lawyers, ball players on the bleachers.
Okay.
Christ is coming back, it's really that simple.
Yeah.
The days are evil and evil most sinful. This cat told me that my body is the temple.
Okay.
The same cat is stretching on his kinsfolk. Folks loving the world, they straight perishing. Covered in sin, it still feel they haven't sent. Life is Christ, everything's irrelevant. Tell him hot boy, and I ain't scared to tell him this.
Christ gonna return, coming back in a day. In the clouds with the ones from the grave. The ones that are dear are the ones that are saved. Pay attention, you're slipping on the teacher's time. If you don't listen, you're walking on the fine line. You take your role, but you stick with the flu. Christ is coming back in your home is due. Repent ye and turn from your sin. Tomorrow ain't promised, it could be the end. God's coming and the Lord is near. So think about your life for the Lord has here. You took and have a job, will do. So open up your house to the Father and the Son. It's your time to change your life. Cause Christ coming quick like a thief in the night.
Change your life, the Bible says that Jesus Christ is coming back twice. He'll arrive in the truth.
Yes, that was Cornerstone with He's Coming. If you want to contact Cornerstone, they have a lot of resources for you, some free downloads for your telephones. Go to www.gospelhouseonline.com. That's www.gospelhouseonline.com. Next up with Mike is Rapture with Move Over Lucifer.
Move over, Lucifer. I'm a ruthless.
Came straight up out the gutter. I was raised from hell. And
Move over, Lucifer, I'm more ruthless.
State to state, yeah, my paper has a lot of weight. Yes, I catch a lot of chase, running a tight race. If you're not talking big money, you're worth small change. Shooting off at arm braces, don't stand up in my rain. Let the gates wide open, you invited to the pit. Count it on my baseline, beat the drums through my kit. You think that I get ill? Only when I'm sick, man, I'm always ill. Other choices that you pick now, now.
All right, that was Rapture, Rapture with Move Over Lucifer. If you want to contact Rapture, if you're a spoken word artist or a musician and you need some beats, he has some deals going on with his beats. Buy one, get one free. Buy two, get two free. Buy three, get three free. So he really got some deals, but you can catch him at www.rapturebeats.com. That's www.rapturebeats.com. Next up on the mic is Moshe. Now, Moshe is going to get into your mental, and this is called Mental War.
Moshe, 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 Mosh
They calling me to live from the pain. but the truth keeps loving, so it still remains. See, you out here begging to follow. You better do your homework, if you have a sovereign hollering.
Yes.
You wanna why? But pay attention, do you wanna cry? In the homes of this, in the streets of sad. All we care about was fucking sex.
You need a good man, but you listen to your friends. You're the down of the block, but you're scared of the cops.
Oh.
You listen to the gossip of the known and false prophets. You want them to stop it, but you don't want to start it from the time of Adam to the rise of David. Stop listening to them because we don't want to make it. It can be so simple if you change your mental. It can be so simple if you change your mental. Love, unity, pays the price. Stop the war, damn, what I mean, get it together, forget the weather, women raise your kids, it can be much better, stop listening, listen back to us, stop listening, because the guy we trust, it can be so simple if you change your mental, it can be so simple if you change your mental, she talk about him, he talk about her, start supporting him, start supporting her, let's get it together, you, I see why. I can change your mental with the spit on my tongue. I can change your mental with the spit on my tongue. I can change your mental with the spit on my tongue. I can change it. I can change your mental with the spit on my tongue. I can change your mental with the spit on my tongue. I can change your mental with the spit on my tongue. I can change your. Shema, yes, yell, yes, yell. Shema, yes, yell, yes. Yes, we Elohim, Isha, Yehovah, Yezuel, Elohim, Isha, Yehovah, Shama, yes, we Yael, Shama, yes, we Elohim, Isha, Yehovah, yes, we Yael, Elohim, Isha, Yehovah,
That was Moshe changing your mental with the spit of his tongue, and Christ said he would change your mind and renew it. So everybody, that's really deep. If you want to contact Moshe, you can hit him up on his MySpace page, www.myspace.com/nightdamon. That's www.myspace.com/NITEDAEMON. If you want to check out some more work by Moshe. And I encourage everyone to check out the artists that are on the show. Let them know how you feel about their work, good, bad, positive, or indifference. But definitely go to their website, show them a little love. That's what we're all about at the ministry, encouraging greatness as others. You're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show, where we sit back every Saturday and actually rejoice and have a good time, because that's what God wants us to do. It's Easter weekend. He died for our sins. He rose by, because God is that good, and that is what we're going to do with the dance break. Everybody, this is the part out of the show I like. It's the dance break, and we're just going to say God is good. Take about 10 minutes to concentrate on it. It's coming. Here it is. listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show, www.sisterpoochie.com.
No.
That's the end of the dance break. You know I'm dancing so hard I shook the needle and started skipping, but that's okay. We made a joyful noise to the Lord for about 5 to 6 minutes, and you know he's smiling down on us because we're having church up in here today. Next up on the mic is Daniel Woodson with Oh Hell Jesus.
Man, you don't wanna be home.
listen to those horns blowing. Welcome back, our Savior. Hail Christ is coming through. That was Danielle Woodson. She is still working on her website. If you want to give her some kudos or talk to her, just hit me up at SisterPoochie@SisterPoochie.com. That's SisterPoochie at the same thing, SisterPoochie.com, and I'll make sure she gets the message. All right, everybody. Woo! John 3:16. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That is what we're going to meditate on for all week, and also to celebrate Easter. It's the power of his resurrection. Don't forget the reason why we're here. All right. Now, moving right along, you know, when I feel all this love in the air, I just want to weave us all together like Christ wants us all to come together with one golden thread. So we're going to listen to Golden Thread by Catherine Kendrick.
So far
Yes, that was Golden Thread by Catherine Kendrick, everyone. If you want to contact Catherine, you can hit her up on TAG at www.tag.com/Whitney890. That's www.tagged.com/WHITTNEY890 for Catherine Kendrick's, and she can so sing. All right, next up. We're going to just move right along with, you know, Christ, before I move right along, Christ died so we shall be set free and that we would not have to be in bondage anymore. So just remember that this Easter holiday that he died so we can be free and he rose so we can see the power of God. So we're going to listen to I Feel Free by Phoenician Sound.
Yeah.
That was Phoenician Sound when I feel free. And it's a wonderful thing to feel free in Christ. It's a glorious thing. All right. If you want to contact them, just email me and I'll make sure they get your comments about that. They do not have a website up right now. Next up is Christ Reveals Himself by none other than me, Sister Poochie. Okay.
Let me see if you can wrap your mind around this. We see in the natural, but we believe in the spiritual. So Jesus reveals himself in some way. We ask for a sign that will ease our mind. He answers in a very subtle way. In those paths that you cross, those things found, once lost, a shifting of the daily routine in any way. It's those moments when you ask, Jesus, was that you that just passed? And all the things I experienced today. Was that you that just passed?
All right, that was Sister Poochie trying to do her thing. Me, okay? If you're a poet, spoken word artist, musician, DJ, and you want to be featured on the show, it's absolutely free. We're here to encourage your God-given talent, and we're here to give you some exposure. We are heard all around the world. So, hey, everybody, just hit me up. Email sisterpoochie@sisterpoochie.com if you're interested in being on the show. And if there's some more of my work on the website as well, www.sisterpoochie.com. Next up is Brenda White and the White Boys, because Christ is our bridge over troubled water. So that's what's up next.
Oh,
That was Brenda White and the White Boys with Bridge Over Tub of Water. If you want to contact them, you can reach them at www.brendawhiteandthewhiteboys, and you spell it out all the way, including the and. That's Brenda White and the White Boys. All right, everyone, this has been a great show. We're rounding down to the last few minutes, and we're going to simply go out with rejoicing. Remember John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so whosoever believes in him shall be set free and shall not perish. Everyone have a beautiful and rejoiceful Easter. Remember, the power of God is the beauty of the resurrection, and we're going to go out with simply rejoicing. Goodbye, everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed week.
Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow's grass. He leads me beside a quiet stream. He restores my failing health. And it helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm safe. That's why I'm safe. That's why I'm safe. Safe.
Thank you. Thank you. I write rivers and rivers of tears out of a deadening fear that maybe you have fallen into the abyss of complacency with no hope of return. You have accepted before you have ever seen all that you can be. I cry oceans and oceans of love in a song. Who is this one that's done you wrong? Ancestors stole it across seas, not merely to puppeteer your lips and lifeless limbs. Love, hope, radio. I write rivers and rivers of tears out of a deadening fear that maybe you have fallen into the abyss of complacency with no hope of return. You have accepted before you have ever seen all that you can be. I cry oceans and oceans of love in a song. Who is this one that's done you wrong? Ancestors floated across seas, not merely to puppeteer your lip and lifeless limbs, but to prevent this debilitating disease. Yet you're still sick as Nina sings, oh, I wish I knew how it would feel to be free.
The way that she shake it on the dance floor, and she got me going, think I'm in love. Got me thinking, I wanna take her home, get her alone. I wanna make her move. Thank you.
right, all right, all right. I you all doing? This is the Freedom Words Cafe, and I am one of your hosts, Unique Reality.
And I'm one of your other hosts, Atlanta Red. How are you today?
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We have two guests today, and both of our guests are in line and in queue. And so we're going to make this a very interactive show today. I think all that are listening in are going to, it's going to be different, it's going to be diverse, it's going to be communicative. And so so what we want to do is our first guest is Mr. Fuchi. I love that name. I have to tell a why in a few minutes. Okay, so we're not we're not doing it quote-unquote by the book today. Just understand that we are in the middle of celebrating our birthday. My birthday was the 2nd, which was yesterday, and Atlanta Red, which is the 7th. So we have had a very interesting week and productive week. So we're a little, tired, but nonetheless, we have to do what we have to do. Sister Fuchi, are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. And let me start by saying happy birthday to the Aries.
I know, right?
Right. My birthday is actually on the 15th, so I know how it is.
Oh, yeah. I have a sister. Her birthday's on the 14th and then one on May 30th. So, yeah, it's just funny. It's interesting. We have a very, very, like I said, unique show. Larry, I do see you in queue, so I will bring you in a little while. We're going to just kind of like walk this out. But, Sister Fuchi, what I wanted to do is to, and even though I do have your bio and whatnot, because really we're still getting acquainted and getting to know one another, is tell us about Sister Fuchi and what you do here on Blog Talk Radio. Let's start there.
Okay. Actually, I am an ordained minister. The name Sister Fuchi, my father named me Fuchi as my nickname, so I just put Sister in front of it, and I go by that when I do my poetry. But I, the radio show on Blog Talk Radio is actually part of the Journey Home Outreach Ministry, and that's one of the things that we do. We also have Bible study at the website. And so the show is to showcase Christian or positive artists. We're really just trying to get their work out there and get their name known, get traffic to the website and things like that. So it's a upbeat show. We have hip-hop gospel. We have a dance house break mix. So there's a variety of things that happen on the Blog Talk Radio show.
That's awesome. And how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing it for about a year now. We've been existing for a year, the ministry. So it's been about a year that I'm doing the online radio show. And again, like I said, I also do Bible study videos, which is actually the book that I wrote called A Journey Home, Collection of Poems, which is also a Bible study. So I teach from that on the website as well. And the website is www.sisterfuchi.com.
Awesome. And the first thing I'm going to say is, let me tell you why I love this too. Let me tell you why I love that your name. My son's name, Fuchi, that's his nickname. Okay. And I thought of when I very, very first saw you come into the cafe, I saw it. I was like, oh, that is so cute. I mean, cute meaning that, because I had a cousin named Fuchi. And, we see how we are. We have kids and we got to give them a nickname. I need it. So I did. We saw him Fuchi. And I to this day, he's 17. And if I see him down the street, I'm yelling Fuchi to embarrass him. Because I think it's my right parent. But I love the name. I love the name. And because I have one of them, ironically enough. But one of the reasons why I really wanted to bring you on the show was because like kind recognizes like kind. And one thing about me, I have the ability, just like you, I'm a licensed and ordained minister and pastor. And most people don't know that. And ironically enough, I had a show on Blog Talk Radio, ran for 2 years on the Prophet of Sandy Love. For those that, this is the first time I'm actually revealing that, or those that know me know. But I'm bringing that up not to put the spotlight on me, but I'm bringing that up to Fuchi because I want to know from you, what was the turning factor that said, we need to reach people that are assisted within and without the church. And I just really wanted to hear you know, your journey of why. I know you talk about more things other than just, you know, the art. You know, just like you, you know, wanting to talk about church, talk about community issues and things of that nature. So what I want the people and what I would like you to talk about is how this came about as it related to the mission that God has entrusted you with, and the why. I don't, you know what I mean? You're not just another person on BTR. So you and I both know that when you tell us to do something, there's a reason and there's a mission. And I would really like for you to share your vision on that.
Well, one of the things, and it's, so I have to start with the mission of the ministry, is to encourage greatness in others. And so that's really how the radio show started, because I believe that everybody has a God-given talent, something that they can give to the world. I can be a musician, it can be spoken word, or it can just be, you know, you're very kind. So I wanted to have a platform because it's geared more to the younger generation, to give them a platform where they would not have to do things as traditional. The ministry that I founded is an internet-only ministry. We tweet and we're on Facebook and we do the Blog Talk Radio and we have Bible study all online and YouTube around the world.
How are you doing, dear? No, maybe. No, I call them. I'm not going to hear a lot. And make it before you get there. And they have it ready for
them. Or I wish I knew how.
Right. Or you want to take a chance on when you get there, but I'll request an advance. Would you, how are you doing? Well, I'm wondering, what are you doing tonight? I thank you. Right, Bertha, sure did. Yes. Right, and I'll be there ahead of time.
I do kind of know my
style. So I'll probably be there when you all get
there. I do it pretty much spontaneously because my
goals are troubling. All right, then. Well, did you want me to call and reserve you wheelchair?
Right,
I didn't call them for you wheelchair. And that's Reese. Okay, Reese Cooper, right? Okay, we'll get that. Okay, you're welcome.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, and let me start by saying happy birthday to the Aries.
I know, right?
You're right. My birthday is actually on the 15th, so I know how it is.
Oh, yeah. I have a sister, her birthday's on the 14th, and then one on May 3rd. So, yeah, you know, it's just funny. It's interesting. We have a very, very, like I said, unique show. Larry, I do see you in queue, so I will bring you in a little while. We're going to just kind of like walk this out. But, you know, Sister Pucci, what I wanted to do is to, and even though I do have your body and whatnot, because really we're still getting acquainted and getting to know one another, is tell us about Sister Pucci and what you do here on Blog Talk Radio. Let's start there.
Okay. Actually, I am an ordained minister. The name Sister Pucci, my father named me Pucci as my nickname, so I just put Sister in front of it, and I go by that when I do my poetry. But I, the radio show on Blog Talk Radio is actually part of the Journey Home Outreach Ministry, and that's one of the things that we do. We also have Bible study at the website. And so the show is to showcase Christian and positive artists. We're really just trying to get their work out there and get their names known, get traffic to the website and things like that. So it's a upbeat show. We have hip-hop gospel. We have a dance house break mix. So there's a variety of things that happen on the show.
That's awesome. And how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing it for about a year now. We've been existing for a year, the ministry. So it's been about a year that I'm doing the online radio show. And again, like I said, I also do Bible study videos, which is actually the book that I wrote called A Journey Home, Collection of Poems. which is also a Bible study. So I teach from that on the website as well. And that website is www.sisterpucha.com.
Awesome. Now, the first thing I'm going to say is, let me tell you why I love Sisters. Let me tell you why I love that your name. My son is named Pucci. That's his nickname. Okay. And I thought of when I very, very first saw you come into the cafe, I saw it. And I was like, oh, that is so cute. You know, cute getting back because I had a cousin named Pucci. And, you know, we have kids and we got to give him a nickname. You know, I understand. So I did. We saw him Pucci. And I to this day, you know, he's 17. And if I see him down the street, I'm yelling Pucci to embarrass him because I think it's my right as a parent. But I love the name, I love the name, and because I had one of them, ironically enough. But one of the reasons why I really wanted to bring you on the show was because Like Kind recognizes Like Kind. And one thing about me, I have the ability, just like you, I'm a licensed and ordained minister and pastor, and most people don't know that. And ironically enough, I had a show on Block Talk Radio. We ran for 2 years on the Prophet of Sin. Love for those that, you know, this is the first time I actually revealing that. Those that know me know. But I'm bringing that up not to put the spotlight on me, but I'm bringing that up to put you because I want to know from you what was a turning factor that said, you know what, we need to reach people that are artistic within and without the church. And I just really wanted to hear, you know, your journey of why, I know you talk about more things other than just, you know, the arts, you know, just like you, you know, you more than just talk about church, you talk about community issues and things of that nature. So what I want the people and what I would like you to talk about is how this came about as it related to the mission that God has entrusted you with and the why. You know what I mean? You're not just another person on BTR. So you and I both know that when you tell us to do something, there's a reason and there's a mission. And I would really like for you to share your vision on that.
Well, one of the things, I have to start with the mission of the ministry, is to encourage greatness in others. And so that's really how the radio show started, because I believe that everybody has a God-given talent, something that they can give to the world. It can be a musician, it can be spoken word, or it can just be, you know, you're very kind. So I wanted to have a platform because it's geared more to the younger generation to give them a platform where they would not have to do things as traditional. The ministry that I founded is an internet-only ministry. We tweet and we're on Facebook and we do the Block Talk Radio and we have Bible study all online and it reaches around the world. And that's, you know, our main focus is just to try to get people to tap into that gift that God gave them. Because with that, you can't fail. He equips you to do everything that you need to do whenever he gives you something to do. So my role on the show is just to keep encouraging people to get their music out there, get their spoken word out there. If you're a DJ, start mixing for God. And that way that you can open the doors for more blessings. And you can get better direction of where you need to go.
Right. And so let me ask you a question. Why do you think that is so important? Why is this mission and vision so important that God is giving you?
I think it's important because we spend most of our time, and an average person spends most of their time on the internet. And that is one of the reasons that God gave me the vision to just have a ministry, but have it without walls, so it can reach as many people as possible. When you're on the World Wide Web and we spend so much time on the computer, it's important for people to still get their spiritual life fed. So I feel that we're a vessel in order to do that. You know, so if you're on Facebook, the ministry has a fan page that you can join. And what we do is just try to put out like a word of a day or something for people to chew on to feed their spiritual life, because that's the most important thing to feed besides your body. You need to feed your spiritual life too. So that's where this is all birthing from.
Now, I love something that you said, and of course, it reminds me of Paula White when you said a church without walls. And because, you know, that's like her trait, and she always says. But, you know, but I think what people are not realizing is that people are not running to church every Sunday anymore. They're tired. When they're tired of being hurt, they're tired of confusion, they're tired of the abuse, they don't know what to believe. And so they're not only turning to the internet, but they're turning to people that have been called to start churches and ministries in their homes. Now, somebody that's listening is going to say, well, I don't see what this has to do with poetry. Well, this is Freedom Bird Cafe. All of the art will be represented here in the church and now the church. For those of us that have the mandate and the responsibility, as Sister Pussy has, to encourage those within the church to come without and still maintain a balance is very necessary. And so, Sister Pussy, one of the things that I want to talk about, because my heart is young people. I mean, that's my thing right there. And what I want to talk about today is how do we reach the young people now? Me and you know the answer to this is by doing what we do. But I want you to talk to maybe some pastors and leaders who are not really maximizing the youth within their churches or have them sitting in one room where everybody else is in the main sanctuary. So you just share with them the significance of if we don't create an atmosphere of, or a haven, a safe haven for our youth, that the enemy has already tagged them to be used by him. They're gifting to be used by him, and we do nothing.
Exactly. And I understand what you're saying, that sometimes young people, from what they've told me, that church can be very stifling for them. And they believe in God, they believe in Christ, and they want to honor him, but they want to do it to their own music, or they want to do it, you know, with their poetry. And I think it's important, as any spiritual leader out there, is that is still a God-given talent. And if you try to stifle that, you end up running people away from the church. I myself believe that the church is, there's one church. There's not all these little, you know, the church is the body of Christ. And I have to go back to the story in the Bible about the Pentecost, because at the Pentecost, everyone started speaking in different tongues. But the people understood what they were saying, and they were amazed that so many languages were being spoken. And I equate that to the youth, too. There's so much talent out there and people who are glorifying God, but they just don't have a church that they can go to and put a hot beat to their song, you know, and do a rap version of a gospel song. And so we have to make sure they have the outlet. And again, that's really what we're trying to do, is give them an outlet and say, hey, it's okay. As long as you're talking about Christ, I don't care how you do it. Because the point is that you're talking about him.
Right, exactly. Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to go ahead and I want to play one of the tracks you sent in to me, and then we're going to come back, open it up for discussion, and we're going to further talk, as well as looks like I do have one caller on the line and the other guest, and we want to bring you all on the line so we can really make this a very interactive show today.
Right.
Give me one moment, and the piece you're about to hear is called I Am Free.
I am free, uniquely thinking, sporting individuality. I am free. I processed the data and decided what was best for me. I am free as I move through the matrix that tried to control me. They can't deceive my reality. It boils down to me, and I'm free. TikTok, watching the clock, your life is passing away. Bump and grind all the time, do you ever take time to play? Working in the field, this field is real. We just call it a job today. So stay free, uniquely thinking, sporting individuality. Stay free. Process the data and decide what's best for thee. Just stay free as you move through the matrix that tries to control thee. Create your own reality. Open your mind and stay free. All right. That was I Am Free. Give us the mindset behind it, peace.
That peace is really about, you know, Jesus died so we can be free. And we deal with a lot of guilt. And we don't follow our own minds. And so that's really where that peace is coming from, because the world is telling you one thing, but sometimes God is trying to push you to do something different. So you have to just be unique in what you're doing. Try to cut other people, because I always go back to the story of Noah building the ark. Everyone thought he was crazy because it never rained and he was building this ark, but it was something that was needed. So whatever you do in life, you have to just get, you know, whatever God puts on your mind to do, you have to do it. And sometimes you're going to be a trendsetter. But you have to stay free enough in order to do that. So that's really where that piece came from.
Oh, I love that. We're going to have fun today. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about trendsetters or trailblazers for new things, because we're living in a time where we are looking at, you know, the economy, and we're looking at things changing. And whether you believe in God or not is irrelevant. We know, those of us, you know, that God is God. But what I want to talk about is the importance of walking in the freedom that you mentioned in that poem, and what it really takes, free from being affected by peer pressure, religious systems that will hinder you from walking out the things that God is giving you to do. And so I would like you really to kind of really deal with that, because I think we have a lot of people, old and young. I'm younger generation, but I am being, like, inundated with people my age and older that are like, you know what, I needed to hear this because I stopped writing, I stopped doing music, I stopped lecturing, I stopped motivating, you know. And they don't understand
right.
that all of that God has given them to use it, and he does not want it limited or restricted to the four walls of a church, where we know that the original context means the universal church. So go ahead and have fun.
You know, I totally agree with that. And that's one, you know, I grew up in a church setting where it was four walls, and you do everything, it's more ritualistic. And there's a freedom when you become into your own self and you really start. And I always go back to the God-given talent that everyone has. There's something that God is giving you that you cannot fail at. And a lot of times he's going to put you on a mission that has nothing to do. No, that has never been done before. And you have to be willing and have the strength and the inner confidence to go ahead and try, even if you're the first person who's done it. Go ahead and set that trend. You know, be the first, you know, gospel-only DJ. And I know there's a lot of gospel DJs out there. But, you know, be the first to just dedicate your life to that. You know, and not really chase, you know, I would say not chase the money, but chase the passion. You have to be very passionate with what you do with it. And if God has given it to you, there's a passion that burns inside of you with it. So I just try to encourage everyone to continue to, you know, try to tap in and figure out what has God put you on this earth to do, because there's something to do. And just do it without looking for man approval. You have to want to please God and not please man. And that's what really frees you.
So how does... I know the answer, but we just want to act like we don't know the answer. How would you, or what would you say or suggest to a person that says, you know what, I know there's something that I'm supposed to do and I'm called to do, but how do I know that this is really, really what I've been put here to do on this earth?
It brings you peace. If something brings you peace, it's from God. And that's really what I use as my litmus test. If it gives you peace, it's from God. And you have to spend time alone in communion with God and with Christ. That's how you get guided. You know, at night, I tell people, you know, when you're by yourself, you always dream of what you want to do. Well, that's God talking to you. And it's only when we start sharing it with other people that we start doubting ourselves, because someone might say something, then you start thinking a different way. But when you're alone
and you're just sitting still and you're meditating, and all of a sudden you get a urge, a burning passion about something, and you have peace behind it. That's how you know, and that's how I feel that you know. So that's usually what I tell people who want to know, how do I know God is talking to me? I said, just because it gives you absolute peace. You feel so self-assured about whatever you're thinking before you say anything to anyone. That's when it's God.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question. You know, we're going to act like nobody else is on the air right now, okay? Just me and you talking.
Okay.
You know, Atlanta here, but, you know, we're going to block all the mouth for a minute. Because,
okay.
Just for a second. Because, you know, just from one sister to the next, meaning a sister in Christ, as a prophet, it's worked hard because we see so far ahead into the future, and we know exactly what God wants to do to some degree. So I use that out there, that's my diploma. And we try to walk it out the best that we can. And one of the hard things, or one of the things that I come up against, a lot of people have said, well, you know, I know you as prophetess, you're a minister, what happened to you? You know, why didn't you go this way? You know, you got off track. And I tell people, you don't understand. You know, Christ never put us here to be bound, but he put us here to be free. Free to live. Now, when I say live, I'm not talking about live your life like a fool and think there's no consequence, but to live your life in wisdom, understanding that you're called. Something somebody told me a couple years ago, they said, you want to know what you're called to do? And I was thinking, you know, at the time, I was like many other people. I didn't really know for sure, you know, where I was going. And they said, the thing that makes you angry the most, the thing that really pisses you off, that's the thing you're called to change. And so when I have different poets going, and you kind of know my style and my zone, I don't do nothing vacant. I do it pretty much spontaneously because my goal is to pull out what's in you. Because oftentimes people don't really realize that they have worth and value. So they can't even accept, number one, let's say walking in the freedom of expression, let alone the freedom of knowing who you are. And so, like I said, this is one of the things I want you to talk to people of every age, bracket. I don't care what their religion is, because I don't care. But what we want to do is to motivate you that no matter where you are, there's a gift inside of you. The Bible says that gifts and callings go without repentance. But there is a judgment day that you will have to give an account what you did with that gift.
Exactly. I believe that with all my heart. You know, like you said, the thing that makes you angry, the thing that, and I call it a burning passion, the stuff that you just can't get off your mind is your calling, because it's God gently talking to you and trying to nudge you in the right direction. One of the things, you know, when I wrote the piece, I'm free, it's because there's so many things in the world that try to bind you, and that made me angry, because it's like if Christ died to forgive me, then there's no guilt or condemnation or anything. So I had to break free from all of that stuff. And once, you know, when I'm at all different ages and telling them to follow their God-given talent, you can never know what that talent is unless you spend time with God. You have to spend time in communion with him, and so he can guide and talk to you. And the more that you do that, the more you'll be aware of when he is guiding your life. But I, you know, if you're not used to spending time with God, I always say there's always a burning passion. There's something out there that you wish, dream, you know, could come in a dream that can come in many forms that you see yourself doing. And I think we all do that when we're alone. And that's why I always go back to that alone time that you have to have with God, because this is stuff that you don't really tell because you're afraid to. You don't know how they're going to react. I can look back when I started this whole internet thing. People said they're not gonna like the name of the Poochie. No one's gonna, you know, down with that. And it's like, look, you know,
right.
You know, it was a passion in my heart to put that out there. And once you do that, God does the rest. But it's giving over that fear, because he didn't give us a spirit of fear. So fear is definitely coming from the devil. And so we have to just stop take pause and listen. And definitely spend a long time with God. This is the only way we'll know.
I don't want to cut you off, but Larry, Larry, you are actually live on air, so let me let you know that, so you can start talking back there. But now that you are on air, I know. Okay, Larry, this is the Poochie Poochie. This is Larry. And
how you doing, Sister Poochie? Actually, Nick is Larry.
Larry, you know what? I'm going to hurt you. Y'all going to come up with normal names that unique reality people now. I've been working on my enunciation, okay? But don't feel bad because Sean Bay does it to me and Atlanta Red does it to me because I'm jacking up everybody's names. And don't say Sandy S-N-D-Y, I can't pronounce it.
That's okay.
Well, listen, you guys, what I want to do, Larry, you have been listening in and thus far, and we are going to continue this conversation. What I would like to know from you, from what you were listening thus far, is there something you would like to input?
I just think that first and foremost, I want to commend Sister Poochie for what she does. I think the church needs to be an instrumental movement for this poetry, spoken word, and music. And everything. And I had a minister tell me this. Actually, Sister Poochie, I performed at a big Christmas concert here in Maryland.
Wow.
And the thing was, this big guy, he's not a pastor, but he told me, he was like, the first thing you need to do is go back to the church. And I realized that, you know, a lot of movements from the civil rights movement to everything came from the church. And all the challenges that we do as African Americans come from the church. And I think the problem is a lot of us, we're starting to...
Don't
I write rivers and rivers of tears out of a deadening fear that maybe you have fallen into the abyss of complacency with no hope of return. You have accepted before you have ever seen all that you can be. I cry oceans and oceans of love and a song. Who at all is worth dying for? Now, y'all correct me if I'm wrong. And y'all hear me in the...